Gas, food, and groceries increased. That reversed several months of cooling price pressures. These people in Greenville, South Carolina have noticed.
Everything seems to be more expensive.
I can't believe how much everything has gone up. It's ridiculous.
Beyond frustrated. It makes no sense.
Financial experts are trying to determine how Trump administration tariffs are affecting prices.
Higher inflation could also heighten the Federal Reserve's reluctance to cut its short-term interest rate, as Trump has been demanding. President Trump on social media this morning announced a trade deal with Indonesia. The European Union is ready to talk tariffs. European trade officials are on their way to Washington. And while they have raised the prospect of putting tariffs on U.S. goods,
it is not our intention to come forward with any countermeasures before the 1st of August while negotiations continue.
EU spokesman Olaf Gill. Elaine Cobb reports from Paris. Americans overseas are already feeling the pinch.
Thinking of Europe for summer vacation? Better check your wallet. The dollar has tumbled 13% against the euro this year, which means everything from a cup of coffee to museum passes to train fares cost much more than you think. Many Americans abroad feel their cash slipping through their fingers. Others may get a nasty shock on their credit card bills once home. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Former National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is on Capitol Hill today as the president's nominee to be the U.S. ambassador to the UN. Trump is slashing assistance to the world body. Torrential rain in the Northeast yesterday left subways flooded, roads underwater, and flights delayed and canceled. Russell Olden runs a pub in New Jersey.
It's not just my business. It's not just my employees. It's, you know, it's everybody down in this area. The water comes in, it comes in quick, and there's really no time to react to it.
The Emmy nominations have been announced. They include Severance, which leads the nominees with 27.
I have, of my own free accord, elected to undergo the procedure known as Severance.
Hacks and the Bear were nominated, and Seth Rogen's The Studio. Rogen personally got 3 nominations for acting, writing, and directing. On Wall Street, investors closely following the latest trade developments, also with an eye towards that inflation report. Stocks have been mixed all morning long. The Dow Jones Industrials are currently up 259 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P are flat. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson with a quick news update. There's a big police presence in Racine this morning for what seems to be a death investigation. It's at 11th and Washington. WISN crews report seeing at least one body being put into the medical examiner's van on scene, plus they saw bullet casings on the ground. The investigation spans multiple blocks in that area. This story is still developing. At the time of this recording, we don't have much information from authorities, so we'll update if we learn more. Meanwhile, Racine police are still investigating a burglary-turned-homicide from Friday. 2 men were shot, 1 died, and the other is in the hospital. 1 suspect has been interviewed. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. Gun violence in Racine is actually trending down by 80%, according to an analysis from the Racine County Eye. And a big goal for Racine schools, district officials are working to boost reading scores. By 2027, Racine Unified administrators want 3/4 of K through third graders reading at grade level. The district has added new literacy coaches for third graders this year, and next year, fourth graders will get them too. That's according to data shared during a work group last week. Meanwhile, it's still unclear whether Racine Unified will get money to help Wisconsin kids learn to read from the state. The bipartisan Act 20 switched the state to teaching science-backed reading methods. It was also supposed to give districts literacy coaches. Because of a spat between lawmakers and the governor, Republicans didn't release the $50 million approved to actually implement the law, do all the training, buy new books, pay the salaries of those literacy coaches. After the Supreme Court ruled in Republicans' favor, they released $9 million of that funding. However, they allowed the remaining $41 million earmarked for student literacy to go into the state's general fund, an over $4 billion surplus. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
New champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star game rank on his list of goals this season?
This is number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for, and a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
And humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. Slight breeze out of the south, clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Without you. News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. This would be a good time to give you the WRJN Sand and Surf Report. The temperature 85 degrees under sunny skies. That's the expectation for today. Waves calm. Water temperature 70 degrees. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating from Drab to Fab, creating beach style color one stroke at a time.
California dreaming, outside your winter's day.
Pappas on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. So, okay, this weekend, the Racine Raiders supposed to take on the Michigan Bills. However, yesterday, the Bills informed the league that they cannot travel to Racine for the playoff game. So they had to concede the game. They're out of it. And the Raiders win by default. What is that all about? So, no game this Saturday. There will be, presumably, unless somebody else backs out, and that's not likely to happen, a game, not this weekend, but next weekend. That's weird. They, quote, cannot travel to Racine. We are not able to travel. So there you go. No Raiders game this weekend. Presumably, there will be one the next game, and we'll keep you posted here at WRJN.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th. Courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand.
Song, John Lennon, Not So Much, a Paul McCartney song. Let's bring you up to speed now with what's going on out there with Sholly Pittman filling in for Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. Some semis in Waukesha have a special passenger today, a trooper in a truck.
State Patrol troopers are riding around with truck and bus drivers today. They're using the high vantage point to spot dangerous driving. If they see you speeding, texting, or tailgating, they'll radio to officers nearby for enforcement. It's part of a statewide effort this week to cut down on crashes near big rigs. Racine police are still investigating a homicide they say started as a burglary late last Friday. One suspect has been interviewed, but police are asking anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. And Salmonorama is in full swing this week at Racine's Festival Park. Anglers from all over are here to compete for big prizes, with the $50,000 grand prize up for grabs. The tournament, which started last week, offers divisions for boat, shore, and kayak fishing. The festival part of the fishing is also back again. There's live music, food, and kids' activities throughout the week. For a complete schedule of events, check out the Salmonorama website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
And humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. Slight breeze out of the south, clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Summer song from a group called First Class Beach Baby on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Hits WRJN. Johnny Rivers talking long distance to Memphis. Me, I'd just hop on Amtrak and visit great city. WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call Bonka, took the message, and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
strawberry, she would wave at me goodbye. With hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Four Tops on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Time is running out for you to enter to win Brewers tickets. Free club seats to see the Marlins and the Brewers go at it Friday, July 25th. The deadline, you have to enter before July 18th. Okay, today being the 15th for the calendar challenge. You enter online at our website, WRJN.com. Then click on the Big Deals banner at the top of the page. And that is where you enter. And good luck winning those tickets. Club seats to the Brewers from WRJN.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good day for sitting on the dock of the bay, WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay,
watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony.
up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
CBS News is next on WRJN.
Oh, can't you see that she's smile? We've been together for a long, long time. And yet they're trying so very hard to pull us apart. But we don't care what they say. We're gonna keep our love in this way. But if they break us up, you know I'll only break my heart. And don't you know I love her so? And I never, never let her go. No matter what the people may say.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The latest inflation report confirms what many Americans were already feeling.
Everything seems to be more expensive.
I can't believe how much everything has gone up. It's ridiculous.
Beyond frustrated. Makes no sense.
Inflation rose last month to its highest level in 4 months. Gas was higher and groceries, but also furniture, clothing, and appliances. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
We are seeing the impact of tariffs starting to push up the inflation rate. And we see it most specifically in the food part of this survey. Coffee prices up by 2.2% in just 1 month. Citrus prices up 2.3%.
President Trump has announced he's made a trade deal with Indonesia. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports.
This is one he's wanted. Indonesia, of course, is a major Asian trading partner. Indonesia was also one of the first countries he'd been in touch with when this tariff fight began. They were playing hard to get, in essence.
European trade negotiators are on their way to Washington for talks on a deal. European allies are working to piece together Trump's plan for providing more military assistance to Ukraine. Natalie Brand reports on a Financial Times story which claims Trump wants Ukraine to be even more aggressive in the war.
They say, according to sources briefed on the discussion, President Trump, in a phone call with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, asked about, you know, the potential for deeper strikes into Russian territory, asking even if Ukraine could reach Moscow.
The White House has dismissed that report. Arizona's governor wants a federal investigation into why a fire along the Grand Canyon's North Rim wasn't battled much earlier. Jim Krasula has that.
The National Park Service initially let the fire burn for several days. Ranger Joelle Baird.
That was all working as planned up